Hey, welcome, enjoying your blended family, all the B-fams out there. We are celebrating another fun Friday. So we're excited today. Today we're bringing back an oldie, but a goodie. So if you were with us, we did our 100th episode not long ago, just a couple weeks ago. And kind of within that, me and Scarlett took our top three episodes that we've done, over 100 of them. And we took the Fun Fridays and was like, what's our top three favorites? And we didn't know what each other's were, so we kind of did it live. But what was funny about it, if you remember, is that both of our number one was the Hippo Challenge, something that we just really loved. We looked forward to it. This was something that, you know, it was a date thing that we did once a week. And you may be saying, what in the world is a hippo, Randall? Well, we're going to get into that and we're going to kind of show you what that is and what that looked like. But it was so much fun. Me and her had so much fun together. We looked forward to it. It was just an amazing, cheap, easy thing to do, but it was something out of the box. So we're bringing it back this Friday because we just know how awesome it was. And we really want to help maybe spur some ideas for you and your spouse. And maybe you take this idea and you run with it. Or maybe it starts something else where it's like, hey, you know, you're talking with your spouse saying, maybe we could do this. And let's make this our thing and try this out. And y'all just run with it. Have fun with it. So y'all sit back, y'all enjoy. And here it is, the Hippo Challenge coming back.
Hey, welcome to Enjoying Your Blended Family. I'm Randall.
And I'm Scarlett.
This podcast is all about strengthening your blended family relationships.
And having more fun.
Giving you hope and encouragement so everyone is enjoying the journey together. New episodes come out every Monday and Friday. Mondays, we talk on a hot topic that are in blended families.
And Fun Fridays are all about ideas you can use to create more fun memories together in your family.
We truly believe the more fun you have together, the less problems you'll see.
So let's have some fun and enjoy this episode.
So we did something really fun. So this is kind of our Fun Friday topic today. We did something we called the Hippo Challenge.
And I'll tell you how it got started. Okay, I'll say it in the way, way, way back when.
Well, real quick, keep that thought. A hippo is a breakfast taco. It's like this big, it's got everything you can think of in it. So we'll explain more later. So go ahead.
Okay, I freeze. Okay. So
you were totally frozen.
I was frozen. If you were watching, not listening, I was frozen.
I thought she just paused. So, I don't even think you blinked.
I didn't. So I was like reading one of the emails that I get. Like, you know, you like subscribe to people that have, you know, you just like their stuff and so you subscribe. And so there's this one email I get and she likes to give ideas. It's like Pam Adventure or something. And her idea in the email was to find something like a challenge to do with your family. And she gave ideas like going and finding the best donuts or the best coffee. And like, you just go out about your day and find those things. So that was kind of in the back of my mind when I had come downstairs and we were talking. And so Randall had just like had the day where nobody else was here at the house. And you like, right? Is that what happened? And you went and got breakfast for yourself.
Oh, no, that is what it is. Yeah, I think you were out of town. And I'm the type to where I do love me time. You know, I love just kind of the quiet, being by myself. You know, that's energizing for me. At times, I can't have like that all the time, but you know, that is a fun, you know, part for me. So yeah, she was out of town and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna really focus on me today, you know? And so I decided I was gonna wake up. I was gonna go get a hippo because I love hippo tacos. And there's a place where I love going to get them and I hadn't been there in a while. So I said, you know, I'm gonna go treat myself. So I'm gonna go get this taco and then I'm gonna ride out to the beach. And I'm just gonna sit there and eat my taco on the beach.
And so I did, and it was a little chilly out there on the beach. You know, here I am. Fortunately, I had a hoodie and everything back there, so, you know, I'm putting that on. But it was a beautiful day. I just wanted to kind of get tranquil, and, you know, and get out there and get quiet. And me, whenever I get into places like that, especially the beach, I just really feel like I can connect more with myself and with God. And so, you know, it's just a really nice thing that I did. And then, so yeah, you came home.
Well, I love the part of your story that I was out of town, aka I was at work. So I had to work.
Is that what that was?
Yes. But I hadn't been working, and so I was like tutoring.
Oh, that's right.
I was tutoring or something, so I was going to be gone for the day, and he was going to have this morning off. So anyways, he was telling me his story.
I made up this whole story in my mind, guys.
Yeah, then I just left him.
Weeks. I was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights.
But during this time period, we both were having Fridays off.
Yes.
Right?
We were. Yes.
So for some reason, he starts telling me about his taco, and then we were talking about going and getting breakfast tacos.
Yeah.
And so he's telling me that, like, in his wording was like, yeah, because they have the best breakfast tacos. And I was like, well, hold up, because that's not true. That's not the best hippo, because, and then I named the place where I grew up.
Her favorite place.
Where they have the best.
So we had a rivalry happening. It's like, whoa, no. My place has a much better hippo than yours. And she's like, no. And so we did have this rival, and so I think that's what sparked
Yeah, between that and the email that I had read of, like, you know, just encouraging us to look for something to do, a challenge, I was like, you know what? We pulled out the swords. We started a duel.
We got the boxing gloves.
Just kidding. But we did, like, just turn it into something fun. Like, we were having a little playful back and forth banter about who's were best. And we're like, you know what? Let's settle this once and for all. Tomorrow, we're going to my place. And so then we drove and we got hippos from there. And...
well, we planned it for every week. We said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go on every Friday morning, because
I don't think we started it that way, though, right? Well, we were going to just check out the two.
Right. Yes. And then I think as we were doing that, it
created a life of its own. We were just going to, like, check out the two. And when we put it on Facebook or something, and then everybody was telling us, no, you got to check this place, and you got to check this place. So we made it our challenge to start going every Friday and getting a hippo, which is a breakfast taco, and just testing them out.
Just for a piece of advice, tacos are life, y'all. I mean, especially a good South Texas taco, a hippo with, okay, here we go, bacon, potatoes. Do you see how I went? Potatoes. Potatoes. Not
lots
potatoes.
Of syllables.
Potatoes. You have cheese. You have egg. Chorizo.
Does that have sausage or
not? Oh, it's got refried beans.
Refried beans.
In it. And
in a fresh tortilla.
In a fresh tortilla.
And it's,
you,
like, shoved so much in there that
it's,
like exploding.
Big. They don't call it a hippo because it's like this little bitty tiny skinny thing. They call it a hippo because it looks like a hippo. I mean, this thing is massive. And so, anyways, back to our story. Just to enlighten those who may not know what a hippo is.
But I think it's even more than South Texas, because from what we found out in this whole thing is that some people just even 45 minutes north of us in Houston do not get a good hippo. They have, like, lived here where we live, and then now they can't find one in Houston. It's like, wow, that would be somebody. You want to make some money and get you a taco truck and serve
some hippos
in Houston, because they're lacking in that department. So we just started, like, we just started listing them out. We're like, well, we're gonna do this every Friday. Okay, women, I'm talking to you here for a second, because Randall has never, ever jumped on board any of my ideas the way he has for this hippo challenge.
I was pretty excited.
On Thursday nights, lying in bed.
I was dreaming of it.
Lights out, fixing to go to bed, and he would just come up with, you know what I'm really excited about? tomorrow's Friday, and tomorrow we're going to have a hippo.
We're going to get a hippo.
He would be dreaming about it and waiting for it. So
I would be tasting it the night before, y'all. It's like, oh my goodness, I can't wait. Can tomorrow get here fast enough?
It's kind of like the Pavlov dog theory.
Wow. You were experimenting on me?
No, I didn't know. I'm just, now that I say that out loud, like now that we're like, we're
this
talking.
This was a whole thing from the get-go. She was running.
That's what
she was training me.
It was like the hippo was his reward, but he was, without noticing, he was spending quality time with me. And so then I made it it just happened. You began to associate hippos and me for a good time. And so now
I'm here, Jenny's for a good time call. I don't know that one. Yeah, it's not.
But then we removed the hippo out, and then it's just us,
and you still I recognize the joy of the hippo.
Okay,
I see that. So, ladies, there's one way to win your husband's hearts. Associate something
he wants, like food, and then start going. Like one of our good friends, they go and taste out desserts all over the place. So they always get the same dessert, but different places and everything. So just finding something like that. It doesn't have to be a hippo, although it was very successful. We did it for 8 weeks.
Hang on, we'll be right back. Check this out.
It's time to have some more blended family fun, yeah. Are you ready?
What was that?
It's my new song. You like it?
Sure, I guess.
Well, it goes along with Enjoy the Journey, our new blended family roadmap to having fun together.
Okay, I get it now. I feel the excitement. But why don't you tell them about it instead of singing it?
Fine, I guess. Let me try. This is a fun journey for your family, a new experience. You could go to the movies again, or you could get this for your family and come out with a new plan that creates more fun opportunities in your family. You'll laugh more, have more fun together, and create lasting memories that keeps your family stronger and healthier. And it's also about having more fun. How was that?
That was pretty good. I know that got them way more excited about the new journey they can go on as a family than your song did.
What? Come on.
You could have also told them that it not only creates more fun their whole family loves doing, but it also adds more fun for their marriage and new fun ways to connect with their kids individually. It's also great for that step-parent relationship. You could have said that too.
I don't think you really appreciated my song.
Aye, aye, aye. Anyways, Enjoy the Journey is ready for your family to start today. The link for more information is in the show notes. Have more family fun and create more lasting memories.
Have more family fun with your blended family and enjoy the journey today. Yeah.
Really? Let's get back to this episode.
Yeah, we were like 8 weeks in, so we did it every Friday. And the awesome thing about it is it didn't take that long. I mean, 30 minutes. You know that it was a date for us to just be able to...
On a Friday morning, which is not a normal date day.
When it was just a day off for us. So, you know, it's like you're taking whatever both of your days off are and then kind of coming together at that. But we were able to do that, go grab some breakfast, enjoy it. We had fun because we added that challenge into it, which added more of that excitement. So every place we went to, we would kind of judge. Like, we would do measurements. I would do the finger measurements, and I'm like, it's from here to here. And, you know, we do the width measurement, and then we do the taste. We've kind of recorded each other taking their first bite of this hippo. Mm. And we tried a lot of hippos at a lot of different places. So, I mean, that was, what, 8 places we did? And then at the end of it, we knew that it couldn't last forever. So we decided, okay, well, let's go ahead and call it. And we came together and decided, each one of us individually, like, which one did I think was the best hippo out of them? and she did the same. And then we came and we announced our top three. So, you know, that was just something fun that we did together. We actually put it on like our Instagram story.
Yeah, we started like running into people and they'd be like, tell us a secret. Which one is the best hippo?
It's like, we can't tell you until this day. Sorry.
We haven't tasted them all.
Yeah, and it just turned into something that, you know, was a lot more than what we started with. But it was fun. We really enjoyed that. And, you know, we did. We looked forward to it. It was something we could do together. It was something quick. It didn't cost a lot of money. But we had fun, and it became exciting. And just a fun fact, the hippo that I chose, my number one, was not the place I originally started with. So
that is true. I stuck with what my guns said.
She had it in her head. Wasn't going to change.
No, there's so much. But anyways, check it for yourself. If you live locally, just start eating all of the hippos, and you will determine for yourself.
And then on the other hand, what we saw was that it also helped out small businesses.
Yeah, that's true, because then people were wanting, like, okay, I'm going to get my hippo now.
Yeah, so, you know, we were going and supporting our local businesses just with going and buying some breakfast and then just kind of advertising it out there, which, you know, I mean, that doesn't have to be what y'all do, but, you know, the heart of what we were doing was just spending that quality time, being intentional with each other, but having fun out of it, you know, doing something out of the box. And that started spurring up all different kinds of other ideas, like, oh, what other challenges could we do? What other type of food challenges? And so we still haven't done one yet. I think we just kind of took a break and we throw that into the mix.
Time to start one back. So we need to start.
We'll have to do something.
And like, this is completely different. Like, we had the episode on the adventure challenge that was like a book that you ordered and you got in and it had scratch offs and gave you ideas and stuff. So even though that had the word challenge in it, and then this has the word challenge in it, but they're not like at all related. This was just, that's how it started up. And again, I mean, there's so many different ideas, but like in the email that I got, she was talking about like a donut challenge. So maybe even for your family, you know, after church on a Sunday, you stop by a donut shop and everybody gets, I mean, it's cheap. Everybody gets a donut. Or even on your way to church, you get a donut and then y'all decide like, oh, how do you feel about these donuts? And then next week y'all try out a different place and just keep hopping around like that until burns itself out or something.
Well, and if a lot of you might be like me to where I fall into the pattern of going to the same places all the time. And I've got my few favorites, and I just don't go outside of that box. And when I go there, the sad thing is I always order the same things. So, you know, this was something a little different to where now we're exploring and finding new places that were in our own town or, you know, within the cities right there by us. So it's kind of getting out and seeing new places, doing new things as well, which was still local, still here. So, you know, it was fun. It was different and it was fun. We enjoyed it and we talk about it. We still think about it a lot, you know. So, now let that be something, you know, maybe that's something you can do. Maybe you and your spouse, y'all could throw that into the mix of y'all's dating.
Yeah, find something that just like you enjoy eating or you enjoy doing, and that there's several of those out there, and then just start testing out the waters and seeing what you like best and have fun with it.
The cool thing is this can work in any type of family dynamic. So say maybe this isn't just you and your spouse. Maybe you're doing this with your biological kid, or maybe you're doing this with your stepchild, you know.
And y'all find one thing you have an interest one thing and then that, run with it.
Maybe y'all both like tacos and it's like, hey, let's go check out some taco places.
Or like one of our kids, she said, can we do a snow cone challenge next? I was like, maybe. I'm also trying to be healthy. So
yeah, it's just a fun idea that you can do with, you know, individuals within your family, or you can do it as a family unit. So, you know, whatever floats your boat, maybe y'all do mix it all up and do a lot of different things, you know. So just another idea for the tool shed.
Hey. High five. We're both saying the same thing.
Do we do jinx and all that stuff?
Did we say tool at the same time?
I don't know.
Okay. But that is a tool for your tool belt is what I was going to say. And he's saying put in your tool shed.
Tool for your tool shed. So tool in your tool belt that goes in your tool shed.
There you go.
Boom.
You've got tools. That's what we're doing here, is giving you some resources, some ideas.
Yeah. Because this is something we have to do ourselves.
I think you're looking at me like I'm a breakfast hippo, right?
I'm picturing like like potatoes and bacon and egg and chorizo.
You were looking at me real intense, real intense.
We got to talking about it, and I'm like, you know, I could really do a hippo right now. Sounds real good. I mean, I think it shouldn't just be Taco Tuesdays. It should be taco every day, but I know health-wise wouldn't be good for me, so.
Yeah, I refrain. Just FYI, once we were a few weeks into our hippo challenge, I started only eating half of my hippo because it wasn't good and I was trying to be healthy. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't like so good for you. So I just started eating half and then giving him my other half for the next day that he could eat. So,
it was a win-win, guys. Yes. Do something. Go big. Go big or go home, right? And go, that way you got to split it and then you got the leftovers. So,
yeah, it was a win-win
that
for
was,
you.
That's got to be a psychological thing, maybe. Let me think about that.
Ay, ay, ay.
So, no, that's something fun. So, yeah, let that maybe spark some creativity for you and your family.
We have so many more ideas. So, keep showing up every Friday and find out what is the new Fun Friday idea. And then just take a little snippet from that and try to figure out, okay, well, what can we do in our family and create that quality time together and make those memories and just being very intentional with each other.
Yeah. Something that we have to work on all the time as well. So that's kind of why we're doing it. You know, this is something that we look forward to doing. We always love doing new creative fun things. So,
yeah,
keep up the good work. Keep being intentional and have fun with it. This is fun stuff. So go love your family and be encouraged, be blessed, and we will see you on the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this episode has been a blessing and encouraged your family journey.
Make sure you stay connected with us and join our weekly Blended Family newsletter. We send an email out every Friday morning full of support and encouragement.
And when you join, we also want to give you a free gift. So go get yours today. The link is in the show notes below.
Have an amazing day. Remember to enjoy the journey with your blended family. And we'll see you on the next episode.